Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And welcome to Deeper Truth, Christmas Special Midnight Mass. And so today we're going to speak about Midnight Mass. Before Midnight Mass begins, there is a special proclamation that dramatically sets the stage for Jesus' birth. In the Catholic Church, Midnight Mass begins with a special proclamation of Jesus' birth at Christmas, at the Midnight Mass. And the proclamation summarizes salvation history by placing Jesus' birth in the context of various historical events. The proclamation begins with the creation of the world and then gradually goes through many biblical events before it explains the Roman world into which Jesus was born. The text for his proclamation is from the Roman Martyrology, which is the Roman Rite's official catalog of liturgical dates and celebrations. The Church has used the Martyrology since at least the 4th century. It has expanded every year to include new saints and feasts. Here is the latest English translation of the proclamation, which can be used as a beautiful Christmas meditation, reflecting on the reality of Christ's birth and where it was situated in the history of the world. The 25th day of December, when ages beyond number had run their course from the creation of the world, when God in the beginning created heaven and earth and formed man in his own likeness, when century upon century had passed since the Almighty set his bow in the clouds after the great flood as a sign of covenant and peace. In the 21st century, since Abraham, our father in faith, came out of Ur of the Chaldees, in the 13th century, since the people of Israel were led by Moses in the desert, in the Exodus from Egypt, and around the 1,000th year since David was anointed king, in the 65th week of the prophecy of Daniel, in the 194th Olympiad, in the year 752 since the foundation of the city of Rome, in the 42nd year of the reign of Caesar Octavian Augustus, the whole world being at peace. Jesus Christ, eternal God and Son of the eternal Father, desiring to consecrate the world by his most loving presence, was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And when 9 months had passed since his conception, was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem of Judea, and was made man in the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the flesh. And the tradition of Midnight Mass appears to have started in Jerusalem, where a European Christian woman named Egeria spent 3 years and said that she saw Christians there take part in a midnight vigil every year to honor the birth of Jesus on December 25. And Pope Telephorus, the 7th successor of St. Peter in Rome, is accredited with establishing the custom of celebrating the Midnight Mass for Christmas beginning in 125 AD. And the tradition continued in the Western world in the year 430 under Pope Sixtus III in the Basilica of St. Mary Major. And by the 12th century, the practice of midnight mass had become more widespread as all priests had been granted the faculty of celebrating three masses on Christmas Day, previously reserved to the Pope, provided the three different propers were celebrated at the appropriate times of midnight, dawn, and day. Traditionally, celebrated midnight mass with church services beginning at midnight. Since 2009, the Vatican has conducted a liturgically similar Christmas Eve mass earlier in the day, first at 10 o'clock or 10 p.m., designated a mass during the night, then subsequently earlier in the evening. It is just a few more years in 129 A.D. that Pope Telephorus had begun instituting songs for that mass about angels. It is probable that all this is true, but St. Telephorus was not the first formally to offer midnight mass. Acts chapter 20, verse 7 states, on the first day of the week, which would be Sunday, when they were gathered together to break bread, which would be to have mass, Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the morrow, or the next day. And he prolonged his speech until midnight, and there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered. And a young man named Eutychus was sitting on the window, and he sank into a deep sleep as Paul talked still longer. And being overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But St. Paul went down and bent over him, and embracing him said, do not be alarmed, for his life is in him. And when Paul had gone up and had broken bread and eaten, he conversed with them a long while until daybreak, and so departed. And they took the lad, Eutychus, away alive, and were not a little comforted. And here's a written record of someone falling asleep during one of St. Paul's sermons. God was able to show his favor with St. Paul through this as the boy fell out of a third-story window. And in this case, St. Paul was going to be leaving, so this was a late service. And midnight mass is late, but is ushering in the day of Christmas. And this tradition would branch throughout the Christian world as the church would survive terrible persecutions. In AD 129, Pope Telephorus said that a song called Angel's Hymn should be sung at a Christmas service in Rome. And this tradition would take off as the people developed a universal celebration of Christmas. And Jesus was born in Bethlehem at night, and the church celebrates Mass at midnight to honor the very hour he was born. Midnight Mass is also known as the Angel's Mass, recalling the announcement of the angels to the shepherds proclaiming the birth of Jesus. And singing on Christmas Eve was symbolic of the shepherds who kept vigil over the flocks when the angels announced the good news. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. And during this time, we also read the following words of Theophilus. He was a Catholic bishop of Caesarea in Palestine in the years 115 to 181. And he said, we ought to celebrate the birthday of our Lord on what day soever the 25th of December shall happen. In the second century, a massacre in the catacombs on December the 25th was recorded as having occurred on the day of the Nativity. And shortly thereafter, in the second century, St. Hippolytus, AD 170 to 240, wrote in passing that the birth of Christ occurred on December 25. And the first advent of our Lord in the flesh occurred when he was born in Bethlehem, was December 25th, a Wednesday, while Augustus was in his 42nd year, which is 5,500 years from Adam. He suffered in the 33rd year, that would be April the 3rd, Friday, the 18th year of Caesar Tiberius. The actual date was April 3rd, 33 AD, which is very close, while Rufus and Rubellian were consuls. And so music would become very important in the Mass. And by the 4th century, a Greek religious, Saint Cecilia, is regarded as the patroness of music because she heard heavenly music in her heart when she was married and is represented in art with an organ or organs, pipes in her hands. And in 397 AD, the hymns of St. Ambrose began to inspire many. In Bethlehem, the early Christians would celebrate midnight mass, as the lady above had foresaw, carrying torches to the site believed to be where Christ was born. And by 313 AD, the early Christians built a church over the site of where Jesus was born. And Constantine was by this time a Christian. With Constantine's Edict of Milan, the people in Jerusalem built the Church of the Nativity over the traditional site of Christ's birth in about 326 AD. And today, there are a number of other Christmas masses offered earlier on Saturday, mostly for children, and Mass on Christmas Day are celebrated all over the world. In 379 AD, the preaching of saints such as Saint Gregory Nazianzus spoke of Christmas continuing the tradition of December 25th. And St. Augustine confirms the tradition of March 25th as the Messianic conception, and December 25 as his birth. And so for Christ is believed to have been conceived on the 25th of March, upon which day also he suffered, which would have been April 3rd, 33 AD. So the womb of the Virgin in which he was conceived, where no one of mortals was begotten, corresponds to the new grave in which he was buried, wherein was never man laid, neither before him nor since. But he was born according to tradition on December the 25th. And soon several orchestras and choirs were drawing large crowds in the cities, enhancing the popularity of Christmas carols. Christmas carols were very popular at midnight mass, along with the candlelight services. And at times, because of war and plagues, Christmas caroling slowed down. At other times, it was most popular. And today, we hope that we can renew the interest of Christmas caroling in society as different groups try to keep alive the Christmas spirit. Lord, in this holy season of prayer and song and laughter, we praise you for the great wonders you have sent us, for shining star and angel songs, for infant's cry in lowly manger. We praise you for the Word made flesh in a little child. We behold his glory and are bathed in its radiance. be with us as we sing the ironies of Christmas, the incomprehensible comprehended, the poetry made hard fact, the helpless babe who cracks the world asunder. And we kneel before you, shepherds, innkeepers, wise men, help us to rise bigger than we are. Amen. And by the 4th century, it was becoming universal as December 25th became solidified. And some place emphasis on January 6th because this is the traditional feast of the Epiphany or manifestation. And so the Eastern lung of the church has this strong tradition. In 567 AD, the Council of Tours established the seasons of Advent and Christmas, adding these seasons into the church calendar. And the Christmas season runs from December 25th through 6th January, the Feast of the Epiphany, the Wise Men. And in 1223, St. Francis began setting up nativity plays throughout Italy, and through the singing of these plays, the people began to spread this devotion to France, Spain, Germany, and throughout Europe. And Christmas caroling would grow as people of goodwill everywhere wanted to share the Christmas story and song. And my mother would take me to midnight mass when I was young, and so this was instilled in me very early as a family tradition. And I took my family to midnight mass all their growing up years as well. And what a great blessing it was celebrating midnight mass in Saudi Arabia and in the Middle East while I was deployed there. And I look back at the time remembering the candles, the Humvees, and the desert uniforms, the outdoors, under the light and the bright stars, touching the hearts with Christmas. And over the years, many traditions and customs developed in the many countries around the world that reflect the ushering in the Christmas story. And so, and this is deeper truth as we're going to be looking forward to midnight mass this year. Special this is. As we can announce joy to the world. Joy to the world where our Savior has come. And that's
joy to the world.
And the first Noel, that first Christmas, December 25th, 2 BC. and Silent Night. Don't you just love Christmas? Yes. Well, hope that many of you will have the opportunity to go to Midnight Mass or the Mass that you can throughout the Christmas season, especially if you've got little ones and young ones. Give them this rich tradition.
Heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just wanna sing this song to ya. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. With every breath I'm singing,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we will close at this time. To end with this, I'm going to try this.
From the realms of glory
And we will be back again tomorrow.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Stephen Sharp Nelson here representing the Piano Guys. We wanted to take a minute to express our gratitude for everyone involved in this project, all the YouTubers that brought their talent into this thing to make it possible. You've got to watch this video over here. It's called Share the Gift. It's what all of this project has been about. And for us, the Christmas season is so special. We believe the purpose of life is to be happy. And for us in our own lives, that happiness has come from following the teachings of Jesus Christ, holding family extra close, and loving others more than ourselves. It's not easy, but it's so worth it. And Christmas so beautifully brings all of these three things together. So go out and make someone else's Christmas season extra special by doing something anonymous for somebody in need. Do whatever it is that you feel you want to do to share the gift of Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. And those are good words. The family that stays together, prays together, stays together. And so, Christmas, and no greater gift you can give our Lord than yourself, humbly, at the Mass, and praying the Rosary. All right, well, we will see you tomorrow with our Stand in the Gap, and then our Christmas dedication for tomorrow. And we will see you tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.